Well, a mitzvah is the mishpacha of the atziyat ha'tzukim. That's a very interesting idea. We don't apply it to atziyat ha'tzilin. I never tried to make my own tzilin. But somehow it does apply to the atziyat ha'tzukim. The chassidim said that you should construct your own tzukim rather than pay someone else money and have the other guy do it for you. Why should that be so? Is the question. It's not a mitzvah, it's only a hechshon mitzvah. Why should you apply this mitzvah to mishpacha? But it's the famous explanation that's given by the Nisir in his commentary on the Shultz. For the very end of the whole Shultz, for the year end, Tazminim, the Tabrach, it's Sukkot time, or Shana Sukkot. So at the end, even the Shultz has something on Tasha Tashavua, every step. And then towards the end, he goes Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Sukkot. He has discussions on that law. So the Nisir talks about it on the Shultz on Sukkot. He comes up with a tremendous Kiddush that a Hech Shemitzvah HaKosah Batorah has the status of has a semi-status of a mitzvah. It's considered like a mitzvah with respect to certain halachas. He develops it, which halachas yet, which halachas not. So he points out this is one of them. Since it says, Chag HaSukkot Pasul Achar Shivat Yomim, the truth of Shal Mikra is you should celebrate the holiday for the duration of 7 days. But the Chazal had an additional level of interpretation, Chag HaSukkot Pasul Achar, Pasul Achar, Pasul Achar, Pasul Achar, you should construct the sukkah that should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. And the sukkah is hukash lachah. Chal shem shamayim ala chagigah, ta chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. So the Chazal had a tradition that the pasuk is also referring to atiyas ha-sukkah. So atiyas ha-sukkah is only a hechshon mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, but it's a hechshon mitzvah, kasa batayra. It has a status with respect to certain restricted halachos, it has a status of a mitzvah. But you would say mitzvah bo yosem v'shluchah, and that's why there's one opinion in the Yerushalmi that you say a bracha. Shekinishanu b'mitzvah of Sibon, you say b'chad ha-mitzvah, ala siyat ha-sukir. But ala siyat ha-sukir is not a mitzvah. The answer is rak is only a hefshem mitzvah. And if the hefshem mitzvah calls about the brothers, if that person is nishba, levat lo ha-mitzvah, shvu shen, suki shen yoyser. It doesn't say the example given is not suki shen yoyser, it's suki shen yoyser. Sounds like he's nishba not to construct the sukir, that's called nishba levat lo ha-mitzvah. I mean, it's not to construct the sukir. Someone else can construct the sukir, as long as I sit with the sukir. It says it gets the impression from the Mishnah, Sukkah Sheni Yitzah, that it was considered a mitzvah with respect to the din of Mishnah Levat Lothamit. The din is, however, if you didn't construct the Sukkah, someone else built it, it's also kosher, even if a goy built the Sukkah. The Mishnah has a machlokes in Beshama Bishul. Beshama says the Sukkah has to be constructed with Shmot. Means the Kah has to be constructed with Shmot. We don't pass from like the Shammai, we pass from like the Bishul, that it doesn't require the Shmot. Even the Sukkah is Gamba Krakbash, the one has a brighter. Gamba Rakbash is a Rosh Hashanah, Goyim, and Noshim. The woman is not included in the Mitzvah Sukkah, but the woman made the Sukkah. It's also kosher, because Gamba Rakbash is also kosher. The Rishonim quote the Rishonim, that even though we talk from like the Beitilah, that a Sukkah that was built Shalom Shmot Kosher, but Lahatilah, even the Beitilah would agree that you should try to make it to Shmot Kosher. They're not from over here, they're not from put on the top. So the chatzila, you should pick it up and put it down b'shmo. How much do you have to pick up and put down b'shmo? So the Mishnah in all four of the Mishnah is Tatefa Chatefa. Pick up the Tatefa Chatefa. Tatefa Chatefa of the Tzach, let's say, she took it this big, I think. You have to pick up every part of it. Pick up the Tatefa Chatefa of the Tzach. Pick it up the Tatefa Chai. You know, they put it down, the Shem Tzach, so that's sufficient to satisfy the chatzila of the Beishir. The chatzila should make the Tzach, put the Tzach down b'shmo. There is a din in Ramah that many people tend to forget. If you have Avir Pachas Megim of Tachim in a Sukkah, you say lovely. However, if it's Avir Alpanei Kulo, unless you have a long Sukkah, instead of having branches, I have flats of wood, and the flats go straight. So there's an empty space of Avir from one end of the Sukkah to the other. So the Ramah calls to say to the Sukkah that Avir Alpanei Kulo, you're not allowed to sit under the Avir. How can you not sit under the Avir? The top is all flat that go down. You're not so skinny that you can sit under the sun. You don't have to sit under the yard. You sit under 10 flats of wood. So you're sitting under the obvious, so you're not the ice cream, you're a bump. Not a dinner, you're a bump. So if you have flats that go straight, so bamboo that goes straight, usually bamboo is going to be twisty a little bit. So you're not, you probably will not have how it often excludes. Sometimes you wouldn't. So you should always make sure that you put one flat the other one. Make sure that you don't have how it often excludes. Then in the Gemara there's a machlokes, there is a discussion in the Gemara, what's the din of if you have a metal may not be used to stop. What if your kosher is being supported by metal frame? Is there anything wrong with that? If the mamid, the thing that supports the tzakashim, is a dover, a shein of roi, the tzakashim. But that's a discussion in the Amoraim, and the machlokes in the Rishonim had a pasuk. The roof of the Rishonim pasuk that there's no problem. Even the sheep in the Mar says that it's no good. That's only going to a Tana Rabbeinu who's opinion about it. And the other Amoraim holds the clock. That's not even the sheep of Rabbeinu. But most of the Rishonim say there's no problem. There is a minority opinion that that your mom is your staff, that the staff is supported with method, which is part of the Tachet boy. So you're not allowed to sit in the Tashas too. Some hold it's a Bindaraisa, Tashas is that the Shua is not from Rashi. Sounds like it's a Bindaraisa, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam that it's only a Bindarabah. If there is such a Bindarabah, it's only a Bindarabah. So how does it say in Shulchan Aruch? There's a spirit in two different places in Shulchan Aruch. One place in the Chabad writes there's nothing wrong with Mamed. The other place in the Chabad writes that you shouldn't be Mamed with Kach Kosher with Nebu. The Chabad is talking about both sides of his mouth at the same time. So the Mephoshim say what he meant to say was Nikir Adin was really kosher. And we'll have Tila, Bal Nefesh, Yachar Lassma, not to have a sukkah that's supported with metal frame. We'll have Tila, how is that? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Ramban and Mohammed in Sukkah, which says that the Chumrah of Mamed is only the Ramban. So that we hold like Iran, it's not as in their right. So the Chumrah is only instituted if the Mamed, if the metal frame is directly holding up this staff. But if it's Mamed the Mamed, if it's quite removed, then it's okay. So what constitutes quite removed? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, which says like this, if you have a metal frame and then you put some wooden slats as an outline of the four sides of the outline of the roof, and then you put the tzach on top of that, so that's called mamed and mamed. The metal frame is holding up the wooden slats, and the wooden slats are holding up the tzach. So the Shtibur goes to mamed and ram, that that's okay. And the Chazanish has a tain against that. The tain is a very sharp tain, a very strong tain. What if you have a metal frame, and then you put on tzach that's 10 inches thick? It's no good, because the tzach is being supported by the metal frame. So why? Let's divide the tzach and yet we'll say, the 5 inches of tzach on top is more than enough to make tzilos and lulu mehamot. So let's consider the bottom 5 inches of tzach is sitting on top of the metal frame, and the upper 5 inches is kosher because it's mamed and mamed. The upper 5 inches are being supported by the lower 5 inches of tzach, which is then not being supported by the metal frame. So call it always mamed and mamed. So you don't even need 10 inches, but if you have a 1 inch, it's divided in half, say, the bottom half an inch is being supported by the metal frame, and the upper half an inch is being supported by the bottom half an inch. Because the answer is, all of the tzach is tzach. Whatever is tzach is tzach, that's not called mamed and mamed. So what did the Ramban say when he said something about mamed? He says, no, if you look in the Ramban, he's talking a different thing. He's not talking about the vibrant, he's talking about the floor. It's the floor of the city of the bed. And the floor supports walls. He's not talking about that kind of mamed. So the Chazanish says that it's not right. The Chazanish says, Nikir Adin, there's no problem with mamed. The Rishon says no problem on that. He says the whole thing is only a chumrah l'chatchila, the Ikir Adin is really good. But he says if you want to already be concerned about the l'chatchila, he's not satisfied with the Mishnah Berurah b'shein l'magen avraham. He thinks that that's not correct. So that's why you have a lot of people in our generation, this Chazanish became pretty popular. There are a lot of people who not want to use the sukkah that has a metal frame. Number three, I'm spending more money making a wooden frame. So this chumrah, it's all a chumrah l'chatchila of the Chazanish. We all that this is not considered mamed and mamed.
I thought you were agreeing with the Chazanish.
No, I'm saying, how can you take the tzach and divide it in half each time? All the tzach is tzach. All the tzach is being supported on the... You say, no, but these are wooden slats, and that's evergreen. What's the difference? The evergreens are partial tzach, the wooden slats are partial tzach. It's all tzach, and all the tzach is sitting on the metal tray. That's what he said. Why should you divide it in half on the tray? You say, no. The evergreens are the tzach and being supported by the metal slats, and that's twice removed, and it's not twice removed. The whole picture is that it's tzach and tzach. How do you have that? So you're arguing out the case in favor of the Chazanish. But what's holding up the car? Can the wood hold up the car? The wood only holds it up because it's sitting on the metal holding up. You can have a case of mama, the mama going to the house and show, unless you have a metal frame, and then you have a piece of wood hanging down, hanging on the metal frame, and then you have stock that's only sitting on the wood. It's not sitting on the metal frame. It's on the metal frame. It's on the metal frame. I don't know. Maybe not, maybe also not. I don't know. You gotta figure out where that would be. The thing is, whenever you perform a mitzvah, you're supposed to say a bracha, because the mitzvah is by shukha teshu, shiva siyam teshu, doesn't mean to sit, means to spend time in the sukkah. There's no halacha that you only fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah when you eat bread in the sukkah. If you spend a few hours in the sukkah doing homework or learning or doing sleeping or whatever, so you also fulfilling the mitzvah. So the meaning of the Bali HaTaisa is that you only say the bracha leishu by sukkah if you're eating bread. If you're not eating bread, you don't say leishu by sukkah. Don't go and the woman going thought that that's not right. You should follow the president. You didn't understand this thing. So the woman, she said, was, in fact, it was, you said the both ladies are sukkah, and then we go into a sukkah for just running in and running out. It's great to pick up the paper or something. You don't say both ladies are sukkah, but you understand some time, yeah? They should say ladies are sukkah. So the Mishnah Gura quotes the Chaya Yodam, who was a Makutin of the Gura. Keep that in mind. Chaya Yodam was a Makutin of the Gura. He recommends, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the recommendation of the Chayyot, recommends you should follow the Gemara a little bit. So he says like this, because the meaning of the Bala HaTaisa is not to say Leishu Bar Sukkah unless you're eating bread, means I'm going to the Sukkah, let's say, at 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to eat lunch at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to sit there from 11 to 8 2, and I'm going to wash at 1 o'clock. Let us say Leishu Bar Sukkah now, when I'm sitting and learning, I should save the Gemara for later when I'm going to eat bread. But if I'm going to sit in the sukkah from 11 o'clock to 2 and not eat any bracha, then I'm going to go to a different sukkah and eat over there. If I'm going to sit in the sukkah for so long and not say leishu bar sukkah, then there's no meaning of the Bala HaTaisa. The meaning of the Bala HaTaisa is not to say leishu bar sukkah, unless eating bread is to save the bracha until you're going to be eating the bread. But if you're not going to be eating any bread, so then you do say leishu bar sukkah now. That's why many people, Mishnah Berurah became very popular. So many people have to practice. Let's say you go sukkah hopping, you go visit someone else, and they give you some cookies, you have a drink of soda, a tea, a coffee, and so you say, well, you should have because you're not going to eat your meal. You're just going to spend 20 minutes, and then you're going to eat. So since you're going to spend time, you're not going to eat any bread at all. So you say, well, you should have cooking right away. That's the recommendation that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Chayyot. Some people follow, some people don't follow. And the second night of Sukkot is the whole machlokes in the Rishonim, whether you should say the Seder HaBrachas and the Kiddush the same as the first night, or you should switch over. So a lot of the Mazorim, a lot of the Siddurim, says the second night, the Hasidim switch over, the Galatian and the Yekes, they all switch over. So the second night, instead of saying Shachyonah with the Yen, instead of the Shachyonah goes both on the Yom and the Sukkot, and the Leishim HaSukkot, they say first Shachyonah, and then they say the Leishim HaSukkot, because they already said the Shachyonah on the Sukkot the first night. So, there's only going in all of the litvashah and in El Nassau. The more correct is to say the same nusach the second night as on the first night. So the Mishnah Berurah people who are usually became more popular in the last 40 years to learn Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah people do not switch over. They the same state as the second night as the first night. All machlokes in Hashem, the end of Sukkah, the whole halacha of the machlokes is what the issue is. So the way we fasten should be that you should not switch over the second. The mother has a machloket regarding holding together the hadassim and the arabis and the lulav, or the lulav start hegel and the lulav and start hegel. So we fasten the lulav and start hegel, we grab the yes, the yes, and not tie together the hadassim and the arabis with the lulav. But lachatilas and mitzvah min amukham, you shouldn't take care of our name, that lulav start hegel. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rashi. Rashi hides the halachas in the Gemara and Sukkot that this lachatzila lulav tzarach eged means it needs a kesher shel kayona, kesher al hali kesher, not something wrap it around and stuck it in. It has to have mamish a kesher shel kayona.
But then the Mishnah Berurah says that we usually have a kesher shakarim, like a container, which is woven from the Lulavim creation. That's called kesher agavi kesher agavi kesher full of kesher. But some people don't like to use that kesher cover, the container. So they take a strip from the Lulavim and they wrap it around and they tuck it in. So the Shulchan Aruch, they quote Rashi that you're not really yoytzid al ha-chil. The ha-chila of Lulav Tarif Eged, Mishum Zekev and Aver, required that it should be Tarkat Kershaw Rabbi Kershaw. Of course, if you're tying them on the Yom Tov, you're not allowed to tie Kershaw Rabbi Kershaw. You have to use tying them on the Yom Tov. Or you'd love these containers, they contain them. How is that Kershaw Rabbi Kershaw? That's what the Mishum Zekev quotes the Sefer of Gurav O'Halecha. An exotic title, of Gurav O'Halecha. Where did he get this Sefer from? And the Tzitzchei Tshuva. Mishnah Berurah writes in the introduction, he's going to use all the form on the daf. He's going to use the Taz, you know, Magen Avraham, and the Matzah Shekel, and the Tzim Mekodim, and the Chemet Moshe, and the Rebbe Zavir, and the Dogon Gavavah, whoever's printed on the page. And the Shulat Yankov, all those printed on the page. And then once in a while, he quotes some exotic source, where did he get it? And he says, he's going to use the Tzitzchei Tshuva. That's a skinny little take of Tzitzchei Tshuva, where he quotes additional Mamekot. So the Mishnah Berurah will only quote those Achayim who appear in the Tzitzchei Tshuva. Tzitzchei Tshuva quotes the Agur Ba'alecha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Agur Ba'alecha. They quote this from the Agur Ba'alecha, that this little container that's made from the woven strips of the Lulav, that's Mamekot Kesher Agavi Kesher. That's the Kesher Gomer. So if you use that, you say, you're being used to the Malachatriya also. The Talmidim of Rashi quote in the name of Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, I'll think it's in the Tardei, when you have the Hadassim and the Arovas, you have to be careful that the Hadassim should be taller than the higher up than the Arovas. Usually it's the reverse. Usually the Arovas are much longer. Usually the Arovas are higher. But he quotes in the name of Rashi that you're not yet to be the Evans. If the Arovas are higher than the Hadassim. So that's very hard to understand. How can you not be yet to be the Evans? It doesn't say in the Gemara. What's the reason? What's the reason why the Hadassim should be higher? So the Shulchan Aruch, they give a simon of the, I don't think it's the reason they give the simon, that the Hadassim look like the shape of the eyes and the Arovas look like the shape of the lips, and the eyes are higher than the lips. I don't think that's the reason. Maybe some pick up all of this. I don't know. But to say that you're not going to eat them in the air, that's very hard. So the Marsham has to specify the whole story of why Rashi maybe said that you're not going to eat them in the air. Hadassim represents Tzadikim and the Arovas represents the Rishon. The Arovas are Egla and Loitam and Loire. Hadassim in Zechariah, I think, represents the Tzadikim. He says he's going to have Arovas higher than Hanan, but still what? They're not yet to be the evidence. Anyway, so the Hatzila, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's Mitzvah Hatzila. We'll forget about the Rishon. Mitzvah Hatzila, either Arovas are much taller, so you clip them off on the bar. You clip off the Arovas, so they'll be shorter. So if you're able to have your Hadassim taller than the Arovas. Then it says in Shulchan Aruch, many people are not didactic about this because they don't know. That's that the Shedra of the Lulav should be able to settle above the Hadassim and Arovas. The Shedra of the Lulav means the hard part of the Lulav. You come to a certain point, the top couple of inches, there is no more Shedra of the Lulav. Shedra on the bottom of the Lulav is fat. Then you get up, it gets thinner, 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 there's no more Shedra. So the, even though the Lulav is very, very tall, you have to hold the Hadassim and Arovas with the Lulav in such a way that the Shedra, the backbone of the Lulav, should protrude a full tefach above the tip of the Hadassim, which in turn are supposed to be higher up. The tip of the Hadassim is supposed to be slightly higher up than the tip of the Arov. So this is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. They pointed out, name of the Ram. Ram has it from the Gemara. When the Rambam quotes in the Beit Yosef and quotes in the Rishon, they should always try to hold the lulav in one hand and the yesod in the other hand. Let's say when you say hallow, so very often people hold the lulav in the yesod in the same hand and hold the tzitzit in the other hand. When you go with a shayna, you hold the tzitzit in the left hand and hold the lulav in the yesod in the one hand. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Beit Yosef, of course, the Aruch Chaim. One of the Rishonim says that that's not right. As based on the Gemara, you should always try to hold the lulav in one hand and the yesod in the second hand. Remember, Rabbi Gerelich told us that he remembers when he learned the Rabbah with the Rishonim in Greece. So, needless to say, all the Balabatim did not have lulav in the yesod, only the Rosh had in the Chazanah. So the Rosh Hashanah in the third one, hopefully. They said you could be in America also. One or two were dragging in the loan to the whole shul, and the other people didn't. Now, Baruch Hashem, people can afford. It's more easily available to everybody else. But Rabbi Gerelich told us to remember that a lot of us told the chazim should hold the lulav one hand and the esked in the other hand, and they had somebody walking backwards in front of the chazim holding the mask, so they didn't have a lulav in the esked yet. Nobody had a lulav in the esked. Rabbi Gerelich wanted that he should be able to hold two separate hands. the Mogen Adam quote from the Rishon. There is a famous discussion in the later Gedolim that it's even a tradition on the Gemara is Bachrin. Right, that there was a machlokes among the Bnei HaYeshiva and the Alojin about this, and he thought that we called Talanta held the Chumrah. And other circles, that period of time, where we thought Talanta was in a sieve, that's Kufa, there was a machlokes. If I don't have my own little Vanessa, I'm going to have to take it to someone else. He gives me on the first 2 days, you need Shalachet. You need a Shabbat, the first day we don't take a little, but the second day, so you need Shalachet. He gives me a Matal Maslachet. At the time that he gives it to me, it's not Shalachet. It's his. I can make a king and have four. So then I take it, now it's Shalachet. So my yesterday, in the Tilos Lulba, at the time I did the Tilos, it was a Shalachet. At first I have to pick it up to be cut, and then I should put it down on the table, and now pick it up. When I do the Tilos, it should be Shalachet. But that's what some Bnei HaYeshiva were Mechadish in the Lajan. I think they say Nimer Adi Tos Alago like that. When you take it from the other person, you have to put it down and pick it up again. So the Tchilas and the Tchilas should be Shalachan. So the Nitzit makes fun of that. He thinks that that's ridiculous. It's based on the Gemara in Tzachin with the Lechem HaPanim. Lechem HaPanim is sitting on the Shulchan. If it's put on improperly, it's sitting on the Shulchan, it's no good. You have to take it off and put it back on again. They said, that's Lechem HaPanim. What has it got to do with Lula? He disagrees with the whole. But this is a famous circle in the recent news. It was a famous Kiddush on the Bikuri Yankee, those who claimed to go there to throw the Yankee. Yankee, that's what he wrote. That was the first sefer that he wrote. So he called it Bikuri Yankee, and then he wrote all the Aruch Maneh. And you can see it in the Shulis, it's a very beautiful sefer, Bikuri Yankee. It's a Kiddush in the order of the Shulchanah. Mishnah Berurah quotes him on every page. Very beautiful sefer. So he writes that Lula Nito Bamidash called Shiva, according to the Rambam, the Zidra writes the book of Mita Lamidrash Kol Shiva. The rule and the song of Zidra Avon, Shukhar Bisham Mikrash, Shikhs and Zechal and Zakai, that Zechal and Mikrash should shake the rule of all 7 days. But that's only Zechal and Mikrash, and the Nafer is only in Mikrash. So he has a Chiddush. The Rajah Tzavah, let's say someone died in Shafis and buys the gun. I'm not sure wherever he's going to be, the Chaviyah. And then he walked over to the Yerat Tikat to visit friends with the Dab Mari Peshwa Maravi on the first day. On the rest of the Sukkot, okay, on any day of the Sukkot, he walked over on Chalamoy. He traveled over, let's say, he's down in Ferry, he's down in Tel Aviv. Then he dropped over Chalamoy, he said, the Yerat Tikash, we really transit to Dab Madikaita. So when he shook the Lulah in Ferry, in Tel Aviv, on Chalamoy, that was only a Dinder Abana, that wasn't a Dinder Abana. When he comes into the Yerat Tikash, I pointed to the Rama, he said, Kishalom Timova, Sushin Kishalayim is still there. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is quoted in the Yerushalmi that Lulav Nitzav HaMikdash Kol Shiva doesn't only apply to the Beis HaMikdash, it applies to the whole Yerat Tikah. So the Bikuri Yankit has this Kiddush that it should follow, that the person should be mechuyav to shake the Lulav again. He already finished that one in the morning. That was when he finished Mitzvah, he already finished it. He read the Lulav, that was only Lulav Derabbanan. But once he comes into the Yerat Tikah, he becomes mechuyav in Atzeret to shake the Lulav again. So to tell him that he has to say a bracha again on the Tilos Lulav, that's highly unlikely, because number one, the writer doesn't agree with the Rambam on the issue of Kishulot Tikvah, but the writer holds that it does not solution to Yerushalayim. So it's not Mikdash. Number two, the Rambam himself and the Arach HaZocha doesn't quote that Yerushalayim, that Lulav Nitzav HaMikdash applies to the whole Yerat Tikvah. But as a Chumrah, he thinks that one who goes to the Yerat Tikvah should shake the Lulav again. And we should really insist on having Shalachem also. Paul should be on Shalachem, the person says the reason why. But it's only the Rabbanan, so they didn't require Shalachem. But Lulav Bamikdash is called Shiva, says, well, they do need Shalachem. Not all of the Rishonim agree, the Rabban disagrees, even though Lulav is Bamikdash, called Shiva, they write that Rabban the Machan is told that you don't need Shalachem. The faith is right, you do need Shalachem. So one of these is, even after having shaken Lulav somewhere else, one of these is Dira Tikash, should you really shake the Lulav again? A second time in the day. That was an interesting shayla. On the first day of Yom Kippur, Rabbi Gerela told us that when Azalvala was talking about this, Azalvala said to himself, in Europe, and sitting in Europe, there was no Medina, but he was dreaming of Medina before the Nazis were killing all the Jews, and just talking in abstract about this before Yom Kippur. So he said, one of the Talmidim, yes, Azalvala, what would you say on the first day of Yom Kippur? First day of Yom Kippur, all over the world is in this is to shake the Lulav. So the person shook the Lulav within Lachav Yomei Hashem on the first day of this, when he goes to the Yerat Tikah, does he have an additional mitzvah to shake the Lulav again from the Lulav Nitzav HaMikdash? the Bamikdash is an additional mitzvah, they say no. The additional mitzvah of Bamikdash is only the remaining 6 days. And the first day, there's no additional mitzvah. It's the same mitzvahs all over the world. Once you make the mula, you would add nothing by shaking the second time we out the camp. Someone asked this Rav Avola. He thought he said it's a good chance. He doesn't want a good chance. And Rabbi Yochanan Taylor's commentary on the Sefer Mitzvot for Sadi Ben Yehuda and Yeshayahu, and he claims that it's a Machlokes Rishonim. But that's the question, but he claims the Machlokes Rishonim because he derived from Piyutim, from Smichot, from Kinyan, from all kinds of things. He has, they meet in between the lines a lot. Then he had the impression from the Parshonim on the Chumash, he had the impression that this was a Machlokes Rishonim. Could be. There is a machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah calls the machlokes on the Rizvah. On the second day of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gadol is the Yemit Shalachem. On this year, the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, but the Yom Sheik Kulu. The second day is Sunday, the Yemit Shalachem. Why not? Why should the Yemit Shalachem? So the Pashtus, the Rishi used to say, the Pashtus is, but in the second state of the Yom on the Tzimtzum Lulav, that you should shake the Lulav the second day, you can't shake it again, and maybe it's the first day. They tell us how you're going to shake the Lulav all 7 days. But they have a documented takana, you shake the Lulav all 7 days. So they should have thought, yeah, but no. On Sunday, the second day of Sukkot, you have to shake the Lulav the entire state of the Yom of the first day. Was that necessary? You're going to shake the Lulav all 7 days anyway. But does that make sense to say that they superimpose that? But that's the Machlokes in the Rizvah. This explanation, that's not what the Rishon said, that's how the Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. This explanation is of course based on the premise that the Takanah Sfeik of the Yoyma was instituted after Rav Dechem ben Zakkai Takanah Lulav Nikla Bamikdash, Lulav Nikla Kol Shiva. After the Churban Abbas said, Rav Dechem ben Zakkai, Rav Dechem ben Zakkai made nine Takanah. One of the nine Takanah was, because it made the Rav Dechem ben Zakkai, that Lulav Nikla Kol Shiva, Zechel Amikdash. When was Yom Tov Sheni introduced? Rabbi Shem is introduced after that. But you're discussing, does it make sense to introduce Sfeik of the Yom Tov Sheni Lagabi Lulav, because Zain Kol HaTorah is going to shake a Lulav on that day anyway. So what he needs to tell a guy to shake a Lulav, maybe Sfeik of the Yom Tov Sheni was introduced earlier. And the Tshuvas HaGoyim, it says that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gadol was introduced in the days of Yishuv Benun. He says, when Reuben and God had to share the Hamanashe left, they very argued, he shook hands and he said, you're buying good luck, and don't forget to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gadol. That's how it says in the Shuvah Tavon. That Yom Tov Sheni preceded by a few, by a thousand years. Yom Tov Sheni was in the days of Yishuv Benun. Lulu Lins Malmigdash was after the Chuzan by Sheni. That was quite a gap in between. But then the Pashta said, you can't say they never introduced Sfeik of the Yom on Lulu for the second day to require Shalachan because Ben Kol HaKol. Yeah? What do you mean Ben Kol HaKol? That was centuries later that they introduced. Rav Soloveitchik's interpretation is based on the assumption that Lulav, that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gadol was introduced historically later. That's a historical question. When was Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gadol introduced? That's the question. So here there is a question like this. What if I don't have my own Lulav on the second day of Yom Tov? I live in a village, other people have Lulav and they're miserable. They don't want to give me a matana matlasa. They know not to trust me. I'm going to take the lulav, I'll woke up. They don't want to give me a matana matlas. So what do you say? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch is that Tzula Yishon Anita Vasheni Belay Bracha. If you have an esrog in a lulav, that would be not acceptable on the first day, but the rest of Sukkot would be good. So what about the second day of Sukkot? You have to change the Shabbat. So that's the two opinions in the Rizvah, and the Mechaber is Machmir, that the Yishalachem on the second day, all the school that Yishan applied to the second day. So what if the only rule of an Esther you have is the one that's possible? So you shouldn't take it at all. So it says, Mito Balai Bracha, so the other opinion in the Rizvah. The other day in the Rizvah is that the school of Yishan don't apply to Shem. So you should take it without a Bracha. So the Achreinim are bothered with the Kashin, why should you be Mito Balai Bracha? You should take it with a Bracha because of the Takanas of Dechem and Zakah. The rule of Niko Kol Shizur. So the Takana of Lulav Nikla Kol Shiva, you don't need Shalachem. So you say, Rechem and Zakat Takana never applies to the second day Yom Tov. Why not? It's really Chalamot. You don't know your own Chalamot. It's not Yom Tov Rishon. It's a make-believe Chumra to treat Sunday as if it's a sacred day of Yom Tov Rishon, but it's really Chalamot. So why should you say, Tzuli Rishon is Chalamot Sheni B'li Bracha? It should be Nitzal of the Bracha, the Teres Shar Yomim. The big pilpul in Achrenim was not there. Part of the pilpul has to do with which Tachanas we see, which the Star Rules. The Tachanas Yom Tosheni, we see the Tachanas of Yechem and Zaka, the Tachanas of Yechem and Zaka, we see the Tachanas of Yom Tosheni.
Explanation
of the topic, and the
separate
takana
of Yom Tov
Sheni
should
be a little
longer in order to
make
the
Yom Tov.
Similar
to
the
Pashto Seder, the Yom Tov was just in all together. Yes, the Pashto should be the made of takana. Yom Tov Sheni should go. Everything is included. We need a separate takana. That's also a problem. Iran talks to that. So you need a separate takana for Lulu. But you say, you made Yom Tov Sheni. Now that I do Malacha, everything comes along. Problem is good. Problem is good. Okay, I'd like to say to everybody, when do we meet again?